foreign policy if it wins the next general election at the time. Norfolk police say the force failed to respond to a 999 call made from the home where four people were found dead yesterday. A spokesman says it came from a man at the address in Cossey at 6 a.m. The force has referred itself to the police watchdog. Our reporter Amelia Harper's outside the property. She says officers did attend later after a call from a member of the public.
They then found those four bodies. All they say had injuries. Norfolk police say they are all from the same family. The woman was 36 years old and that the man and the two children lived in the home, but the woman was visiting.
Police say the Hamas attack on Israel and the war in Gaza has created a radicalization moment with a jump in reports of potential extremist behavior. Since October, there's been a 15-fold increase in referrals about online extremism. Tea, mouthwash and sausages are among examples of so-called shrinkflation. 77% of shoppers say they are noticing products getting smaller. In sport, Arsenal have got their Premier League title challenge back on track by thrashing struggling Crystal Palace 5-0. The victory ends a run of three top-flight games without a win. Manager Mikel Arteta says there was much to be happy with.
Really pleased with the clean sheet first, which was something that we've been missing as well, to win more games and with a man of goals scored and sharing those goals as well, which I think is going to make a really good impact in the team.
Hearts scored in stoppage time to edge past Spartans 2-1 and into the fifth round of the Scottish Cup. And world tennis number one Iga Swiatek has suffered a shock third round exit at the Australian Open. She was beaten in three sets by Czech teenager Linda Noskova. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Laura.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm Jordan Sharp, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Staying dry for what's left of the afternoon, not much of it now, and cloudy, and it's a bit cold than it has been, a bit less cold than it has been in recent days, but still feeling chilly as it's breezy outside. Maximum temperature 5 degrees Celsius at the moment. Tonight will be a windy night, especially if you're along the coast. Cloud will thicken and some outbreaks of sometimes heavy rain will spread across our area. Later drier conditions are likely to follow, though perhaps some clear spells developing too. Minimum temperature overnight is 2 degrees Celsius. Sunday is likely to be dry with bright or sunny spells, although later cloud will thicken. Milder temperatures will be tempered by the increasingly windy conditions with localised gales developing. Maximum temperature 11 degrees Celsius, but I don't think it's going to feel like that.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So now I can bring you a half-time report from our other featured game this afternoon. This is in the Isthmian North, Redbridge versus Brentwood Town. Our reporter at Oakside is Andy Gardner.
Here at Oakside, it's a good half-time score for Brentwood. It's Redbridge nil, Brentwood Town 2. Somewhat harsh on Redbridge, but Brentwood have taken their chances when they have come. This is one of only four matches that's beaten the weather in the Isthmian League. And also, Brentwood have got a good chance to go fourth today. They've been quietly going about their business in recent weeks. They've won their last three away games, scoring 12 goals in the process. And another two so far today. Redbridge should have been in front after 14 minutes when Oscar Shelvey Nebus blazed high and wide after he was set up by Ogum Womadu. And just a minute later, we had a big turning point in the game when Redbridge thought they should have had a penalty. What happened was the referee collided with a Brentwood player. The ball found its way through to Odakoya. He seemed to be brought down by keeper Melvin Minter, but the referee waved play on, and the general opinion is that he didn't give it because he collided with that player just moments before. Brentwood came into it and took the lead after 22 minutes, and it was a Shadner Ganduk free kick which found the head of Mekki McKenzie at the back post, and the in-form striker opened the scoring. Then we had two yellow cards for Redbridge and also the Redbridge manager as well. And then we had the second goal for Brentwood after 36 minutes. And this time McKenzie was the provider on the breakaway, getting down the right. He cut back, and Shadner Gandu with a beautiful curling side footer in the corner to make it 2-0. So a good score for Brentwood. A little bit harsh on Redbridge, well in the game so far, but at half time on a really heavy pitch, it's Redbridge 0 Brentwood Town 2.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. So that first half, if Brentwood Town can keep it up, will have done their prospects of forcing their way into the playoff spots in the ESPN North no harm whatsoever. But Redbridge the host with a mountain to climb in the second half. Also in football, there is one full-time result from today's only match in the FA Women's Super League. It was Arsenal Women versus Everton Women, and it was a 2-1 victory for the hosts. Kathleen Ford opened the scoring for the Gunners in the ninth minute. There was an equaliser on 24 for Everton Women. Katia Sonois, I think that's a correct pronunciation, made it one apiece. But in first half time added on, Arsenal's England international Beth Mead made it 2-1, scoring in the 48th minute. And that was how it finished. Arsenal Women 2, Everton Women 1. The Gunners go second behind Women's Super League winner leaders Chelsea on goal difference. And Everton are currently in 8th place. This might be an appropriate song with some of the weather that's on the way. This is Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Winds.
which is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind. Something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Yes, I need you tonight. Just to bring you up to date on the football in our Fisher game in League One. There's been a goal at Brisbane Road and it's gone to Leighton Orient. 9 minutes into the second half. Daniel Agaia with a left-footed strike after he was set up by Jaden Sweeney. So, Yo's in the driving seat there. Elsewhere, early second half goals have come in League One, where it's Burton Albion 2, Charlton Athletic 0. John Brayford a couple of minutes after the restart for Burton. In the Championship, it's Stoke 0, Birmingham 2, Juninho Bakuna 4 minutes into the second half there. Scottish Cup is Green at Morton 2, Montrose 0. Kidderminster Harriers have completely turned things around in their match against Aldershot Town. They're now 3-2 up after going 2-0 down. Amari Morgan-Smith for Kidderminster in the 48th minute. It's now Ross 0, Partick 3 in the Scottish Cup fourth round. Stuart Bannigan with Thistle's third, 9 minutes into the second half. In the Scottish Cup, another Scottish Cup tie, Edrionians 1, St Johnstone 0. Peterborough chasing promotion in League 1 have equalised through Randall 6 minutes into the second half against Shrewsbury. It's 1-1 at London Road. Championship, Plymouth now winning 2-1 up. Winning 2-1 against Cardiff after going a goal down early on. Ryan Hardy has scored his and Argyle's second 7 minutes into the second half. Hashtag United to be behind against Enfield Town in the Isthmian Premier League. Lewis Tarr, former Binwiki Town and Canvey Island player, has scored Enfield Town's second on 56 minutes. And there's been another goal in, this one's in League 2. Morecambe have equalised in their match at MK Dons.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Darren. And talking of cricket, I mentioned at the top of the show that in the men's under-19 World Cup, there was a match taking place today between Scotland under-19 and England under-19. And it's resulted in an England win by 7 wickets. Scotland finished 174 all out from 49.2 overs, and England finished on 178 for 3 from 26.2. So well done to them. In the other under-19 World Cup matches that took place today, there was a win for India against Bangladesh. India under-19's run won by 84 runs, and Pakistan versus Afghanistan under-19s, pretty convincing win for the Pakistani under-19 side. They won by 181 runs. In the ESPN Premier League, it's now Billericay Town 4, Lewis 0. So at the moment, Billericay heading for a thumping victory for the second Saturday in succession. Jake Elliott, own goal. Lewis's Jake Elliott put the ball in his own net 7 minutes into the second half to put the home side 4-0 up. In our feature game in the ESPN North, there's been another goal. It's now Redbridge 1, Brentwood Town 2. Redbridge's AO Odokoya has pulled one back for the motor men on 53 minutes, but Brentwood are still winning by 2-1. Also in the ESPN North, it's now Haybridge Swifts 2, Bowsen Pitsey 2. Swifts Ben Sartain has levelled the scores against his old club on 56 minutes. Elsewhere in the Championship, Sheffield Wednesday struggles continue there. 2-0 down at home to Coventry City. Ben Sheaf has scored his own Coventry second on 57 minutes. National League, it's Ebbsfleet 0, Hartlepool 1. Scottish Cup, there's been a couple more goals. It's Ayr United 1, Kelty Hearts non-league side 0. And Motherwell of the Scottish Premiership are now 2-1 up against Lower Athletic. Another goal in the ESPN North, 10-man Walthamstow are now 2-0 down at home to New Salamis, who scored a second on 58 minutes. Racing, and I've got a result of the last race, the afternoon meeting at Lingfield. The only afternoon meeting that survived the weather today. And first was number 7, La Rue Chinois, priced at 17-2. And second was number 2, Anisopatera, priced at 50-1. And third was number 6, African Star, priced at 4-1. 10 runners in that race. Number 3, 2 past 8, was the 7-2 favourite, but only managed to finish 5th. There is an evening meeting to come at Wolverhampton. The first race is at 4:25, and I will have some results from that. There's just been another goal at New Lodge. It's now Billericay Town 5, Lewis 0. Frankie Merrifield scoring Billericay's 5th on 55 minutes. And in the National League, it's now Bromley 2, Bournemouth 1. Bromley now in front in that one. Ladies Travel coming up soon after we've heard the current one from Rick Astley. This is Forever and More.
You came into my life like a hurricane, blowing all the grief away like a storm. You were bad, but you were good. You never did the things you should. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much. Too much for me. Like the summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more. Forever and more. You were always last to leave the party. And you were always first to say, I'm in. You drove me mad. Yeah, you were right, and I was wrong. And I never felt something so strong. And I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much. Too much for me. And now I regret it. Gone, gone, gone. Like the summer goes at the end of September. Summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more. Forever and more. Forever and more.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
25 past four, so let's have a look at what's happening on the roads, first of all. Brentwood's no reported issues on the roads. Billericay High Street is still a bit busy between Sun Street and the junction for Western Road and Norsey Road. And a few things to report further afield as well. The M25 clockwise is currently slow moving between junction 30 for the A13 and junction 31 for Lakeside. Chelmsford, still a bit busy on the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout. Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road are all currently busy. Other than that, the roads across our area are looking reasonably okay as far as we're aware. On public transport, no reported issues on C2C trains or Greater Anglia, but the Elizabeth Line has a part closure this weekend. There is no service between Abbeywood and Paddington. Trains are in operation between Shenfield and Liverpool Street National Rail Station, not serving Whitechapel, and between Paddington and Heathrow Terminal 4 and 5 and Reading. If you need to cross central London, the advice is to use London Underground, but if you do just be aware that there are some severe delays on the central line currently due to a shortage of trains. Tickets are, however, being accepted on London buses, London Overground, Chiltern GWR and the Elizabeth line. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. More goals to tell you about in the football. Avely won, Chippenham Town won the Millers led at half-time in the National League South, but Chippenham have scored an equaliser down at Parkside. In League 2, Crewe now in front of Barrow. They're winning 2-1. Lewis Billington, the scorer for Alex on 64 minutes. And struggling Rotherham have gone in front in the Championship away to Middlesbrough. Cafu, the scorer for Rotherham just before the hour. 10-man Walthamstow have pulled one back at home to New Salamis in the ESPN North. Kevin Songolo has scored for Stowe on 64 minutes, but New Salamis are still winning by 2-1. Scottish Premiership, Hibs have gone in front in their Scottish Cup fourth round tie away to Forfar. Christian Doidge, the scorer for Hibs, on 69 minutes. And it's Gillingham 1, Forest Green, the bottom club, 0 in League 2. As I mentioned earlier, Forest Green dispensed with the services of Troy Deeney as their head coach after only 6 matches, which he failed to win any. They have gone a goal behind at Priestfield this afternoon. Hawkins to score for the Jills after 64 minutes. In the Championship, meanwhile, Stoke have scored against Birmingham, but Birmingham are still winning by 2-1. And in the ESPN Premier League, it's now hashtag United 1, Enfield Town 3. Enfield Town have just got a third. It's Kate Bush and Babushka.
She wanted to test her husband. She knew exactly what to do. A pseudonym to fool. She couldn't have made a worse move. She sent him 70 letters, and he received them with a strange delight. Just like his wife, but how she was before the tears, and how she was before the years flew by, and how she was when she was beautiful. She signed the letter on.
Yeah.
28 minutes to 5, you're listening to Phoenix Sport on Fremantle, the Bidderickies, Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. And goals continue to go in the football. Aveley are back in front against Chippenham Town in the National League South. Charlie Hughes, the scorer of Aveley's second. And also winning 2-1 at Peterborough United in League One after being a goal down against Shrewsbury. They are now 2-1 up. Josh Knight scoring for the Posh on 68 minutes. And it's hashtag United 2, Enfield Town 3. Alex Tenniola has netted for Tags on 73 minutes in the Isbian Premier League. Enfield still in front. Enfield Town, that is, still in front at the moment. And there's been another goal in the Scottish Cup. It's come in the tie between St Mirren and Queen of the South. And Scottish Premiership St Mirren are a goal up in that one. I just want to say hi to Darren Mutu, our cricket and reggae guru, who's listening in over in Billericay this afternoon. I know he will like this one. Sadly left us a few years ago. That was a reggae classic from Toots and the Maytals, Pressure Drop. Famously, late Robert Palmer did a cover version of that back in the 70s. He somebody else who's sadly no longer with us. He was a man of eclectic musical taste, and he did a cover of that. If you like that sort of thing, Damage Your Man on here on Phoenix 98 FM. He's here between 10 and midnight every Wednesday with Reggae Revival. But back to matters sporting and in football. Brentwood Town are now 3-1 up in our featured Isthmian North match at Redbridge. Redbridge's Henry Day put the ball in his own net on 68 minutes to put the visitors 3-1 ahead. And in another Isthmian North match, Walthamstow versus New Salamis, there's just been another sending off. Both sides are now down to 10 men. Arioglu of New Salamis was sent off in the second half there, and his side is still winning by 2-1 at Wadham Lodge. In the Championship, it's Norwich City 2, West Bromwich Albion 0. John Rowe scoring a second for the Canaries on 71 minutes at Carrow Road. Aveley's 2-1 lead didn't last long in the National League South. Chippenham Town have just equalised at Parkside to make it 2-2. And despite their struggles at the foot of League 2, Forest Green Rovers have equalised at Gillingham. Callum Jones scoring for Forest Green at 15 minutes from the end of that game. The first race of the evening meeting at Wolverhampton has taken place, the 4:25, and first was number 2, City Cyclone, priced at 20-1. Second was number 6, One Heart, priced at 12-1, and third was number 3, Wake Up Harry, priced at 11-4. Nine runners in that race. Disappointment for number 5, Circles, who was the 6-4 favourite, who only managed to finish in 6th place. National League, it's now Bromley 3, Boreham Wood 1. And just going to turn our attention to snooker for a moment. Did you watch the final of the Masters last Sunday night? It was a really good performance by Roddy O'Sullivan to once again win that title. And he beat another Essex player, Chelmsford's Ali Carter, by 10 frames to 7. All a bit unnecessary afterwards. There was something of a press conference, but, well, in their individual press conferences between the two players. But a well-deserved victory from Ronnie, who doesn't look as though he's going to throw in the towel just yet, even after over 30 years as a professional. And being age 48, he really has still got it. And he potentially will be in the final of the World Grand Prix, which takes place tomorrow. Tonight, Ronnie's playing at Ding Junhe of China in the second semi-final. The first one was won last night by England's Judd Trump, who triumphed 6-2 over Cao Yupeng to set up his place in the final, which takes place tomorrow. Ding versus O'Sullivan starts at 7 p.m. this evening. Straight back to the football, because there have been, I believe there's been an equaliser at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. It's hashtag United 3, Enfield Town 3. Zakaria Hassan has levelled the scores for the Tags 9 minutes from time. New music from Blur now. This one's called The Ballad.
I just look to my life, and all I saw was that you're not coming back. Oh, can't you see? When the ballad comes for you, it comes like me. But I
to the point where the words, they are hitting me in a full on assault. Oh, can't you see? When the battle comes for you, it comes like me. Well, I know, can't change the time.
Minutes to five, and we're approaching full time in 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football now. There's been another goal in the National League and match between Kidderminster Harriers and Aldershot Sound. Complete turnaround from Harriers after being 2-0 down early doors. And Gold Omoteo has struck gold for Kidderminster. He's got a four for them, 12 minutes from the end. Championship, it's now Plymouth 3, Cardiff 1. Morgan Whittaker, 9 minutes from time for Argyle. And Crewe Alexandra is winning by the same scoreline, I believe. Barrow, it's Barrow 1, Crewe 3. Just to bring you another story, another couple of stories from the Australian Open in the tennis. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain, the second seed, comfortably reached the fourth round after his Chinese opponent, Shang Jucheng, retired with injury. Alcaraz was leading 6-1, 6-1, 1-0 when his 18-year-old opponent, who had taken a medical timeout for treatment on his right thigh, brought the match to an end. And in the women's singles, somebody of a shock for Iga Swiatek, the world number one. She is out of the Australian Open. The pole was beaten by a Czech 19-year-old Linda Noskova in the third round. Swiatek had looked in control, but the highly rated Noskova fought back to win 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 at the Rod Laver Arena.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. A few more goals to tell you about late on in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. Looks like Motherwell are through to the next stage of the Scottish Cup. They are now beating Alloa Athletic by 3-1. And another team who look like they're going through at Ayr United. They are beating Kelty Hearts, non-league side, by 3-0. Meanwhile, in the EFL Championship, it's Queen's Park Rangers 2, Millwall 0. Sinclair Armstrong in the 85th minute has doubled QPR's lead.
Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day she sends, everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less. Did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's prey? Suddenly the heavens rolled, suddenly the rain came down, suddenly was washed away. So if I say,
of the finer bands that the country of Scotland has given popular music over the years, I would argue. Danny Wilson, who came along in the late 1980s, featuring a very talented singer-songwriter called Gary Clark, and that was Mary's Prayer. 8 minutes to five, so the first full-time scores in the football are going to start coming through quite soon, I reckon. In the Championship, it's now Middlesbrough 1, Rotherham 1. Marcus Force, equalising for Borough 8 minutes from time after Cafu. I'm assuming that's not the former Brazilian international of the same name, had given Rotherham a 59th-minute lead. Bournemouth have scored a late equaliser. Bromley in the National League is now 2-2 in that game. Inverness Caledonian Thistle on their way to the fifth round of the Scottish Cup. They are beating Broomhill by 4-0. And Livingston have taken a late lead against Raith Rovers. I think they were losing that one at one stage. Daniel Mackay scoring for Livingston on 82 minutes. Inverness Caledonian Thistle 4, Broomhill 0 is now full-time in the Scottish Cup, so Cali Thistle are in the last 16. Just turning our attention to the local matches in Step 5 of Non-League, which have been a complete wipeout thanks to the weather this afternoon. There was one match last night between struggling Ilford and Frenford, and it finished Ilford 3, Frenford 6. Today's matches, though, FC Clacton versus Housted Town, Saffron Walden Town versus West Essex, Stanway Rovers versus Takeley, White Ensign versus Great Wakering Rovers, who ground share, of course, and Woodford Town versus Buckhurst Hill. They were all postponed. I think that was actually all the fixtures. I'll keep an eye out just in case. But just to let you know the current situation in the Essex senior. Tilbury top by just 1 point from Sporting Bangor United, who are second, but Tilbury have 3 games in hand on them. 4 points behind Sporting Bangor, Romford in third place. They've played one less than Sporting Bangor. Great Wakering Rovers are fourth, and Housted Town in fifth. At the other end, Coggeshall Town still bringing out the rear, just 2 wins from their 24 matches so far, and Ilford just above them, but they're 7 points above Coggeshall. And in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted currently in 16th place, but due to play 19th place Shepherd Town and Campton today, but due to the freezing conditions, that one was also postponed. Some more full times coming through now. It's goalless in League One in the match between Exeter City and Cambridge United. Full times in the Scottish Cup is finished. Edrionians 1, St Johnston 0. Forfar 0, Hibernian 1. Greenham Walton 2, Montrose 0. Motherwell 3, Alloa Athletic 1. St Mirren 1, Queen of the South 0. In the Championship, all over at Ashton Gate, Bristol City couldn't repeat their FA Cup success during the week. They were held to a 1-1 draw by Watford, although Bristol City did come back from 1-0 down. Plymouth 3, Cardiff 1 is another full-time from the Championship. In the National League, it's finished Ebbsfleet 0, Hartlepool 1. 3 more full-times from the Scottish Cup, 4th round, Ayr United 3, Kelty Hearts 0, Bonnyrigg Rose Athletic, love that name, 2, Falkirk 1, Ross County 0, Partick Thistle 3, so Championship Partick knocking out Premiership strugglers Ross County. And in the Eastman Premier League, the full-time whistle has gone at the Len Salmon Stadium, where it's finished Hashtag United 3, Enfield Town 3. I will have some more full-times after the news, taking us there. Tears for Fears of Mad World.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, fight and die for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression, at my head I want to drown my soul. Yeah.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the